Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frankie Kelleher. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting eighth. The shortstop, D. Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Riddle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Elmer Riddle. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fleming. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fleming. And now, play ball. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick takes first base on ball four. Haas scores. Marshall moves to third. Tipton moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle bunts towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Novikov moves to third. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelleher. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Novikov scores. D'Alessandro moves to third. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. D'Alessandro scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon bunts towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. Morello moves to second. One out. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack is walked intentionally. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into left field. Novikov picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Novikov. Kelleher scores. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2. Reds. Hi Bithorn now pitching. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nicholson moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Novikov moves to third. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Novikov scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. Riddle takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey strikes out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riddle moves to third. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riddle scores. Haas moves to third. It's Reds, 4, Cubs, 4. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to third. Two outs. Ivel Goodman pinch hits for D. Phillips. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Riddle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing shortstop. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson bunts in front of the plate. Lum Arno fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Novikov strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Haas trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tipton. Morello reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon takes first base on ball 4. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morello. The throw from Lum Arno and he is out, Haas applying the tag. One out. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn is 0-for-1 in the game. Bithorn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Sturgeon covering, for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Ray Lum Arno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum Arno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Lum Arno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is walked intentionally. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Novikov moves to second. Junior Thompson now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes D'Alessandro. The throw from Lum Arno and he is out, Frey applying the tag. Novikov moves to third. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 4 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn is 0 for 2 in the game. Bithorn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Novikov strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morello strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field. Tipton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tipton. McCullough moves to third. Sturgeon moves to second. Rip Russell pinch hits for High Bithorn. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields it and throws to home to get McCullough. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Erickson now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-5 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Frey reaches second base with a double. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Haas bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall Bunce, the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.